Hi, David.
Hello.
I'm afraid we're going to be here all night long remarking that stock. Well, Mr. Edwards does not take very well to being told he's wrong.
No.
You know, David, sometimes I can be telling him something about stock or how I think a particular display should be handled. And even if I know I'm right, he can talk me out of it.
No, he's...
Oh, it's not that. He just intimidates me. Sometimes he gets me so crazy I don't even know what color the sky is.
Oh, come. Ask Mr. Edwards. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Come in.
Oh, it really wasn't anything important, Mr. Edwards. I just wanted to tell you that David and I will be remarking the stock in ladies' wear. Well, I think with David's help, we'll be able to get it done in a couple of hours. Keep an eye on him? Why? Oh, come on. All of that for time and a half? Even you said a man of his caliber working in the stockroom was very unusual. Oh, thank you, Mr. Edwards. Thank you very much, but I think I'm really going to need some sleep when I get off tonight. Friendlier?
Yes. Why don't you come over? I won't be able to see Mr. Slater until you and I have talked strategy.
Well, why don't you let me think about it?
I'm leaving now. Why don't you call when you're through here? It's my home phone. Karen, good night.
Good night. I'm sorry. How's our Jesse James doing?
It's just not right spying on David like this.
I tell you what, Raymond. I'm going to be working with him all night long. I'll keep an eye on him.
Mr. Edwards told me to do that.
I tell you what, if he even looks like he's going to steal so much as a pair of socks, I promise I'll holler.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Raymond. With the echo in this place, you're probably going to be able to hear me all the way to ladies' lingerie.
All right. I'll take a once around the store. But I tell you, that man is not a thief.
Those, Miss Mark, too?
Every single one of them.
$50?
I told you.
Mr. Edwards may know an awful lot about cash receipts and budgeting for advertising, but the man does not know wool from corduroy. And look at this display.
What's the matter with it?
Well, it's last year's brown.
Oh.
I wish he wouldn't insist on doing everything himself all the time. You know, it would be absolutely wonderful if just once somebody would tell that man that he is just a store manager and not a king. What do you think?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. Much, much better. I mean, last year's brown. Look, I need the code sheet.
Oh, it's hanging in the stockroom. Uh-huh. Yeah. He can't. The vault is on an electronic time lock. Nobody can open it until tomorrow morning. I am not the manager. Only he can open the vault. There's no one here besides me and Raymond. Raymond? He's just seen too many Pat O'Brien movies.
Aren't you smart enough to be afraid of a gun?
Yes. I'm scared to death. What have you done to him?
When I heard the crash, I ran back.
Well, is he all right? You killed him? You're an accessory, and that makes you just as guilty as your brother for David's death.
Calm down.
Oh, David, you're alive. I trusted you.
Believe this.
I'm just glad I figured out what you were doing in time.
I was hoping you'd pick up on that red sky bet, yeah.
David, I was so afraid they were going to shoot you. Well, what do we do now? Gary... Please let us go. Are you all right, David? David? Raymond? There's something in here besides us.
Hold on. I got a match.
I'm fine. I'm just fine. Mr. Edwards? sky is blue.